You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Spooner School Board committee voted against pursuing a solar panel donation program at their meeting earlier this month. The program was offered by an organization called One Energy, which planned to donate solar modules to the district as well as either $5,000 or $10,000, depending on the chosen system. While looking into the program, district officials determined that they could still end up needing to pay around $20,000 out of pocket to install the equipment. The committee did not rule out pursuing the program again in the future. Work on a long-term project to reroute the Ice Age Trail in Rusk County continued last week. Officials from the Blue Hills chapter of the Ice Age Trail Alliance say well over 100 volunteers came out for the third work event on the project that began last October. The volunteers cut down a number of small trees, cleared up corridors, did about 4,600 feet of tread work, and did rock work near Gundy's Canyon. When completed, the project will see about 19 miles of the Ice Age Trail rerouted as part of an effort to open up a new trail route in 2029. The Wisconsin State Patrol is increasing their focus on preventing impaired driving ahead of Labor Day weekend. The annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is already underway and will run through September 1st. The State Patrol will be assigning more patrol vehicles and troopers to seek out impaired drivers on the roads around the holiday and are warning residents in advance so they can plan ahead. Residents should have a sober designated driver if they plan to consume alcohol and should be prepared to use public transportation options if needed. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to enroll in a hunter education course ahead of the fall hunting season. Under state law, anyone born in 1973 or later is required to complete a hunter education course and have a hunter education certificate to purchase a hunting license. The DNR offers a variety of course options, including their traditional classroom hunter education course, a combination online and field day course, and an online-only course for students 18 years and older who already have some firearm handling experience. The Superior Fire, Rescue, and Police Departments have received significant grant funding for purchasing new specialized equipment. Cenovus Energy provided a total of $130,000 in grant funding for the new equipment, which includes things like AED units, underwater sonar units, and drones. The Superior Police Department also received a new K-9 unit. City officials say the new equipment is currently in use and has already impacted public safety efforts in the community, including during a missing child search in April. The Cameron Senior Center is inviting older residents in the area to a free cognitive wellness program in September and October. The free 7-week program will be offered through the Aging and Disability Resource Center and seeks to help older residents maintain their cognitive functions. The classes will be held on Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Cameron Senior Center beginning on September 17th. Space in the program is limited, so organization officials are encouraging interested residents to register as soon as possible to secure their spot. Governor Tony Evers has announced he successfully secured historically underutilized business zone designations for a number of Wisconsin counties. According to a press release, Douglas, Sawyer, and Dunn counties in the Northwest Wisconsin region were among the 8 to receive the hub zone designation. The designations allow local organizations to compete for federal contracts that are set aside for hub zones. The additional access to federal contracts is meant to help revitalize local economies by spurring small business growth and job creation. Republican state lawmakers plan to reintroduce legislation allowing patients in healthcare facilities to receive visitors during public health emergencies. The No Patient Left Alone Act was originally proposed in the last legislative session. It passed in the state Senate but was never taken up by a state assembly committee. If passed into law, facilities like nursing homes and hospitals would be required to allow certain kinds of visits for patients during a disease outbreak, including clergy members or essential visitors as determined by the attending provider. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration. The new lawsuit announced on Monday seeks to challenge conditions added by the Trump administration to Victims of Crime Act grants. The conditions require states to assist with federal immigration enforcement in order to access the funding, and Wisconsin could lose over $24 million in federal funding if it does not comply. The lawsuit argues that the additional conditions were not properly authorized by Congress. Democratic State Senator Brad Pfaff is proposing new legislation that would create a tax break for back-to-school shopping. The bill would create a 3-day back-to-school sales tax holiday in the state in an effort to make school shopping more affordable for families struggling with rising costs. A number of other states have similar legislation in place, and if passed into law, the tax break would go into effect for the 2026 school year. National Retail Federation data says school supplies cost families an average of $144 per child each year. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A night game at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game 4 of the Brewers and Cubs 5-game series tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew dropping a pair of losses to the Cubs yesterday in their makeup doubleheader, 6-4, then losing the nightcap 4-1. Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz had to leave the game after an RBI single in the 7th, a ball hitting him in the right knee off a foul tip while he was at bat. Manager Pat Murphy.
Joey had an x-ray, it's negative, it's off his knee, he's got a contusion, bone bruise. That bone bruise is pretty painful, so we'll manage that if we can.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell on back-to-back wins over the Brewers in just one day, getting contributions from just about everyone.
We need the roster to win. We need the whole roster to win. You know, a bunch of guys today, it felt like a lot of guys did something today, and that's why you walk away with two wins.
NFL, the Packers have today off before their joint practice session with the Seahawks tomorrow morning at 10:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a fan of sex tapes, this is your lucky day. A&E is about to premiere The Secrets of Celebrity Sex Tapes. Not sure what the secrets would be since it's a sex tape, but A&E has got the scoop. I only hope Bill Curtis is narrating. The series will feature such reluctant public fornicators as Pamela and Tommy Lee, which would have been better if they didn't speak. Colin Farrell, again, you're an actor. Hire a writer. Farrah Abraham, whoever that is, and of course Kim Kardashian, whose performance on said tape is the closest thing she has to actual talent. Let's be honest, the only thing that would have made the Kardashian sex tape better would have been a PG rating. Sources say A&E is still trying to get tabs on the alleged Seth Rogen Marjorie Taylor Greene sex tape, which allegedly happened after a nutty night out on the town. Just to be forthcoming, and as a guy with tons of sex tapes floating around there, I'm just glad I'm not a celebrity right now. The Secrets of Celebrity Sex Tapes drops September 8th on the network that was created to celebrate arts and entertainment. The series finale for And Just Like That was pretty much panned by critics and audiences. Sarah Jessica Parker says she doesn't really care about the reaction, especially from people who hate watch the show. Parker says the show has brought a lot of people together over the years and connected with its audience by telling great stories. And Just Like That was an extension of Sex and the City and ended with Parker's character, Carrie Bradshaw, being at peace with being single. The Duffer Brothers had a good run at Netflix, but that's about to end. Bros Matt and Ross created Stranger Things, which ran for 5 seasons. The 5th and final season will have a staggered release starting November 26th and concluding December 31st, just like their time at Netflix, which technically ends in April of 2026. The Brothers Duffer have just signed a 4-year deal with the very busy Paramount Plus network and are looking to make very big theatrical productions. A bit vague, but expect big things. Are You My First, a show about people looking to lose their virginity with an audience, premiered August 18th. The show is already talking about a second season. Are You My First is the brainchild of Love Island producers and follows 24 to 34-year-olds who are looking to have sex for the first time. For whatever reason, it hasn't happened yet, but for them, a TV show seems like the perfect platform. The show says it won't be afraid to show a real first-time experience and won't shy away from the nitty-gritty details. So that means we can expect to hear lines like, "Ow, your knee is on my hair. Are you sure this is your first time?" And probably a lot of apologizing. One contestant told a beautiful fellow virgin his celebrity crush is William Howard Taft. Professing love for a deceased U.S. president who tipped the scales at 3.5 bills is probably not going to close the deal, and probably explains why he's still a virgin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to right around 77 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, more patchy fog with a low dropping to around 55. And then tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.